Welcome back to Nuns Island Theatre in Galway and the Cúirt International Literary Festival. During this evening's show, we are surrounded by published and established writers. But what about the writers who are just starting to find their feet in the literary world? Yesterday afternoon, a group of talented emerging writers were invited to read to the public in a showcase at the Galway Town Hall Theatre as part of Cúirt. Evelyn O'Rourke went along to the event, which is called Over the Edge, to find out more about this initiative and to encourage developing authors.
Iggy White was an underarm deodorant model. It had been a slow, steady decline from his prime and wife runs, down to jeans, to sweaters, and finally deodorant.
Tornadoes make no mistakes. We agree on this least of beliefs that after disasters, walls collapse back to ideas of houses, our careful game knocked to basic elements, raw planks, exposed nails. But I need to tell you...
Robert Fitzgerald sat in the basement kitchen, snatching puffs from a cigar while he conducted Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. Tobacco fragrances of hay, tar and wood filled the room. He was wrapped in a thick woolen overcoat and a battered radio tuned to classic FM lay on his lap. The radio was covered with ash, which fell from the cigar with...
The voices of Pat MacDonald, Jennifer Matthews and Ruth Quinlan there reading excerpts from some of the work they shared yesterday at Cúirt.
And now on to the readings. Jennifer Matthews is originally from Missouri, but lives in Cork, where she works at the Munster Literature Festival. Her poetry has been published in The Stinging Fly, Mislexia, Revival.
Susan Miller-DeMars and her husband Kevin Higgins are the brains behind Over the Edge.
My husband Kevin and I, we were ourselves emerging writers. This is in 2003. And we were just aware that there weren't that many showcases for people who didn't have a book out yet, but still needed to get up and perform their work and get that sort of feedback and get that sort of confidence that you get from that reaction. So we started organizing readings for people who didn't have a book out yet. After a while, people who did have books wanted to get in on the act. So now what we do is we have three featured readers every month, one of whom is published and two of whom are newbies. And they bring out the best in each other.
Pat, here you are at the Town Hall Theatre getting ready for your showcase. Yeah. What's it like to be picked to be part of this showcase?
I guess I've been involved with them actually for a few years and was attending Susan's workshops. So I've done a couple of readings with them and it's great to be able to share your work and to hear other people's work.
And how does it influence you then as a writer?
I guess when you hear other people's work, it certainly gives me ideas and it kind of gives me a bit of a boost to go and write something myself. You know, you come away from some of these readings and feeling inspired.
I then asked Pat to read an excerpt from one of the comic short stories that he was presenting yesterday. It's about the life of an underarm deodorant model.
Iggy White was an underarm deodorant model. It had been a slow, steady decline from his prime and wife runs, down to jeans, to sweaters, and finally deodorant. The money was okay, but the lack of prestige was depressing. He was no longer the top dog, and that was always what he wanted to be. He still looked good, he thought, even though he was on the wrong side of 30. He looked after himself, worked out, ate the right foods, and he had a genetic predisposition for zero body hair. As his father used to tell him, "Iggy, nobody wants to look at a hairy gorilla modelling wife runs. You were born for this business." His father had been a model too. Iggy looked up to him, mostly because he was 6'10".
Ruth Quinlan is originally from Kerry but has been living in Galway for some time now. She likes writing both prose and poetry, as she explained to me outside the town hall yesterday.
I'm originally from Tralee, County Kerry, but I've been in Galway now for the last couple of years. And I suppose for writing for me, I've only really gotten into it over the last couple of years as well. So being in Galway really inspires you.
And is that one of the reasons you came to Galway?
It would, because I took a career break in 2011 to go back and do the MA in writing in NUIG there. And that was actually a fantastic year. It was run by Adrian Fraser, the professor there. And it was a year where I was completely immersed in writing. We read about writing, we wrote, we had writing workshops all day, every day for the entire year. So it was really good to step out and just take that time to improve on the writing.
So talk to me a little bit about your own style then.
Well, I do actually a combination of fiction and poetry, and I find both feed into each other. The poetry is a great discipline actually for capturing an image, maybe in just one line, and that really teaches you to try and do the same, I suppose, in fiction. You don't just blather on for a paragraph, you know, you bring it down to a nice concise one or two sentences. So they both feed off each other that way, I think. One Man's Treasure. Robert Fitzgerald sat in the basement kitchen, snatching puffs from a cigar while he conducted Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. Tobacco fragrances of hay, tar and wood filled the room. He was wrapped in a thick woolen overcoat and a battered radio tuned to classic FM lay on his lap. The radio was covered with ash, which fell from the cigar with each soar of the strings, each percussion crescendo. Eyes closed, he coaxed the musicians towards the finale until, with a cymbal-crashing climax, the fourth movement ended. He slumped back in the chair and switched off the radio, uninterested in the commentary. Dust-coated skillets and copper pots hung on racks above the lit stove in front of him. Robert remembered it scrubbed spotless as a working kitchen when the housekeeper would treat him to crumbling fruit scones and glasses of creamy milk. Milk so fresh he could still taste the meadows.
The third writer I met yesterday was American-born Jennifer Matthews. She's been in Ireland for many years now and focuses her attention on poetry.
It's very exciting because I know Over the Edge is one of the respected venues around the country, and Kevin and Susan are really, really encouraging. And it means the difference between not feeling like you can write and feeling like you can write, and people might be interested.
So. Tell us about your writing then. What are you writing and how long have you been working at?
I was just explaining, I'm very, very slow. I've been working at this first collection for about a decade now, and that doesn't mean that it's going to be mind-blowing. It just means that I take a long time, and for some reason I can't stop writing about the USA. I write very poorly about Ireland at the moment, so a lot of my poems are about natural disasters, oddly enough, tornadoes and floods and things like this, and where that gets convoluted in the US with religion and politics and this kind of thing.
So you have a sheaf of poems here in your plastic envelope.
Yes. I'll read you one that was published in The Stinging Fly, and it's a poem dedicated to the Westboro Baptist Church. They're fueled by hatred. I actually sent it to them in a Christmas card. Unfortunately, they haven't responded yet, but there's still hope. This is called Protesting the Tornado, and it's for the Westboro Baptist Church. Tornadoes make no mistakes. We agree on this least of beliefs that after disasters, walls collapse back to ideas of houses, our careful game knocked to basic elements, raw planks, exposed nails. But I need to tell you, weather happens, designless. Apocalypse it feels like when the wet and the noise is so much bigger than us, we shivering mutts in this night closet. You sing hymns, things fall apart. You praise the weapon, the rain mountain, reversed into a grinding top, punishment for the new babble of Main Street USA. You invoke God, the terrorist, and march in his territorial army, stock arming violent winds along firearms, crucifixes, and damning placards. I need to tell you, I cannot fight you, the way prey does not turn to be consumed by its predator, your species who eats your savior and wears the instrument of his torture at your throat. I'm here to warn you about the end of days.
Evelyn O'Rourke reporting there on Over the Edge Showcase, which promotes the work of emerging writers. The Over the Edge event takes place monthly in Galway. They recently published a collection of writing they have featured over the last 10 years. For more details on everything that is happening in the world of literature in Galway and more information on their monthly readings, go to overtheedgeliteraryevents.blogspot.com.